I think the first best one goes all the way back to high school, which was always put in a suggestion for your headline. I wrote my first newspaper article about a football game. I didn't put a suggestion for the headline, and the next morning I saw Frosh Splosh Central Square, which is probably the worst football headline in history and made the football players hate me. So always come up with an idea for your own headline. Then later, in college, I wouldn't say it was a mistake, because actually I think you learn from this, which is, actually, maybe it's the rule I learned, which is it's always better to ask forgiveness than permission. I found pretty quickly that if I went around asking people if I could do things, the answer was generally no. And then an older journalist told me, it's always better to ask forgiveness than permission. And I learned then to trespass occasionally, wander in maybe where I saw a sign but didn't pay attention to it, and then when someone caught me, just say, oh, sorry, and walk out. And that was a great lesson that came from the mistake of being too nice.
Hi, my name is Professor Gail Vierma, and I've been asked to tell you about my best mistake. All right, so this is I'm going to say best mistake in the sense that it was probably one of the most embarrassing things that I've ever said innocently, and I can actually see this more vividly than anything that I ever did. It really marked me. So living in Caracas, I lived in a building on this main street on the 11th floor, and my mother-in-law lived right around the corner from us. There was a couple that lived there. So the couple that lived there was a gay couple. They were Argentinians, I remember. Really, really nice guys. One was an architect, and the other, I don't remember what he did. But anyhow, they throw a little party, a little shindig, and they invite, of course, my mother-in-law, and they invite my sister-in-law and her family. And at this time, I wasn't married to the family. But, you know, they're feeling sorry for the token gringa, and they invite me along as well. I had heard that the Venezuelans, whenever they were handing out compliments, you would say something like, oh, I really love thus and such. And they would say, oh, thank you so much. Está la orden, which meant it's like at your service. But I hadn't analyzed that information, so it was sort of like an unanalyzed linguistic chunk. So I've got this unanalyzed chunk floating around my mind, and I troop off to the little dinner party when the host, as we're all standing around on the balcony, says to me, oh, Nena, that's just the most beautiful dress that you're wearing. It is so, so sweet. You know, did you get it here? And I said, oh, yeah, I got it in Caracas. Thank you. It is absolutely precious. So nice. And to my gay host, I confess, I stood there and said, thank you so much. Está la orden. And the entire party, of course, because they were all native speakers of Spanish, laughed themselves silly, I mean, like nearly falling off of the balcony. And anybody who was there, I'm sure they're still telling the story of the stupid American who showed up and told the gay host that he could have her dress. When I realized what I had said, oh God, I wanted those tiles to open up and sort of take me in. It was bad.
I've seen so many things that made me wonder. Some